If you got your Bible, turn to Psalm 23. We'll be at the table in the back after church, and we'd love to take any of the questions you have and talk with them and get to know you a little better, reconnect. And again, I want to thank you as well, like in the video and things that we've talked about, the people and the things that's happening, the Lord is doing, but He's using people in churches like you. And I want to say thank you for your faithfulness over the past 6 years. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for giving. Thank you for what you're doing and everything you've seen. No, you're a part of that. And you have an investment in it, and the lives that are being changed, people are being discipled, and the churches are being started. You have a part in that, and I want to say thank you for that. And I'm glad that that you have an investment in what God's doing in Zambia. So I know the Lord will reward us one day for our involvement in missions. And again, you don't have to be a missionary in Africa to be involved in missions. There's a lot to do right here. And there's a lot of people that need the Lord right where we live. In Psalm 23, I just want to be an encouragement to you tonight, and just a short message here. And the Lord has spoken to me about over the past few weeks and months as we travel back and with the world and the way it is. And I hope it'll be a blessing to you as well. If you look at Psalm 23, let's read. We'll read through it. I know you can probably quote it by heart, but let's read through it. Psalm 23, it says, Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for tonight. And just do work in our life and encourage us, and that we'd be a greater witness for you in the times in which we live. In Jesus' name, amen. First thing I just want to share with you tonight is, you know, as everything that's going on, it's easy, I think, to see ourselves as making this journey in this life and with all that's going on, and sometimes we think we're alone and that we're by ourselves and that we're battling things alone. And I want us to just be reminded tonight that in this passage, the Lord Christ is our companion each and every day in which we live. Look at verse 1. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. You know, God is our companion, and God is a God of relationships. If you look throughout the Bible, God is building relationships. He's reaching out and desires to know us on a one-to-one basis, and wants to fellowship with us, and He did that in Genesis, in the Garden of Eden, and how He made Adam and Eve for relationship. And you can see as He walked in the garden in the cool of the day, He would walk with Adam and Eve, and they had fellowship, and they would walk together. And that's a beautiful picture there of the relationship the Lord wants with His people, wants with us. And even after they sinned, you can see God reaching out and trying to make a way to restore that fellowship, and He did through what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. And just you see that God wants that relationship. He wants that fellowship, and He wants us to want that fellowship as well. And as we go through our life, it's easy sometimes to think that we're alone, and that we can think where God is sometimes, or what's going on, the things that are happening in my life, you know, why they happen, and we just kind of get frustrated. And Lord wants us to realize tonight that we're not by ourselves. And in Acts 23, I'm reminded when Paul was in prison, it says there that in the night following, the Lord stood by him. And I think that's a very interesting statement. It says, be of good cheer, Paul, for thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome. You know, what God does for Paul is He comes down and He stands with him and He reminds Paul that I'm here. You know, in the difficulties Paul was having, in his struggles and his imprisonment, you know, Paul, I'm sure he got discouraged, but the Lord came down and reminded him, said, hey, Paul, you know, cheer up. Things aren't as bad as they seem. I'm still here. Don't worry. I'm here with you even in prison. And he goes on to say, he says, cheer up. I still have a plan for you. I still have things that I want you to do in the midst of your circumstances. They're happening for a reason. And he says that it was Paul's plan that he had to go to Rome. And, you know, and then God has a plan for us. He has a plan of what we're going through and using the events in our life, using our circumstances for his greater purpose. Amen. And to be a witness to those around us. And that's what he reminded Paul about. And I'm thankful, that we have a God that knows how we feel. You know, Hebrews chapter 15 says, that we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was tempted, you know, like as we are. You know, our God, you know, knows how we feel. Amen. He knows what frustrates us. He knows what fears we have. He knows what problems we're going through, the struggles in our life, and he knows and he cares about that. And so in my life, I need to remember that I'm not alone. No, that God is with me in whatever is going on, and whatever circumstance I have, I'm not by myself. And that is a comforting thought. Amen. That God is still in charge and in control. Now, Romans chapter 8 tells us that we know that all things work together for good. Now, all things that happen work together for good. And you know, the things that happen in our life, I remember many circumstances in Africa, events in our life, a power going out and things like that. All things like that, you know, as frustrating as they may seem at times, you know, they're there for a reason. And I know over the years we've been there and the struggles we've had has grown us closer together as a family and grown us closer together to God. And when we've had to trust Him and had to rely on Him and had to see Him and remember that we're not alone. We're an hour outside town and sometimes we feel like we're by ourselves. But we're not. No, we're right where God wants us to be. You know, and He's right there in the midst of that. And I'm thankful that nothing can separate us from His love. And there's He's that kind of a God. So tonight I just want to encourage you, know that God is a God of relationships. And God wants us to run to Him. He wants us to know Him. He wants us to fellowship with Him. And He wants us to have that desire. Now in our life, each and every day, we just don't need to forget that we're not alone. Now He's there with us every step of the way to say, cheer up, I have work for you to do. And so don't get discouraged. Secondly, if you look at verse 3, it says, He restores my soul. You know, God is a God of restoration. Amen. He's a God that takes things that are old, dirty, and He makes them clean. Amen. Amen. Isn't that what He did with us? Isn't that what the Lord Jesus has done in our life? He takes us as we are and cleans us up. You know, it's not that we restore ourselves and then come to the Lord. Amen. He takes us like as we are, and that's a great thought. And you know, and I'm reminded in John 13, that's a great story there. Jesus sets an example for the disciples of washing their feet, and he's there and he's washing feet, and because they were dirty, their feet needed to be restored and renewed. They need to be cleaned. They've been walking through town all day long, and their feet were dusty and dirty, and so he washes and cleans them, and sometimes we're like Peter. That we need a good wash all over sometimes, just because we get worn out and dirty, and you know, and we need to remember that in our life, that a spiritual foot washing should be a regular thing in our lives as we walk in the world each and every day, as we're out there at work, as we go to town, and the things we encounter in the world, you know, gets on us, and we walk through it, the things we see, and the things we hear, and the places we go, and it just makes us feel dirty. Amen. All the filth out there, and God is a God that likes to clean us up. We need to make sure we let God restore us when we need it, and maybe tonight you're coming here and you've got some dirt on you from the world. You've been walking through it this week and you're worn out. Maybe you're tired. Maybe you're weary. Maybe you're discouraged about something. You've come in tonight with burdens on your back and you need God to wash and clean you and restore you. And I'm glad that He can do that. And you know, as I spend time in God's Word, that's something that He does in my life. And I know in yours, as we're in His Word, His Word does what? It washes us. It cleanses us. And you know, as we're in it, you know, even 5 or 10 minutes or as long as you can, God can use His Word to clean us, restore us, and make us like new. Now, Romans chapter 12 tells us that we don't need to be conformed to this world, but we need to be renewed by what? The renewing of our mind. God wants our mind renewed. Now, if there was ever a time that we needed a renewed mind, it's today. Amen? And we won't get it by watching TV or reading the news. It's in God's Word. And so we need to have a mind today and remember that God is a God that restores people. And maybe you need that tonight. And you know, Psalms 51 tells us that we need to ask God to renew a right spirit within us. We need to ask God to restore the joy of our salvation. There's a lot of places, a lot of ways that we might need restoration. Maybe our marriage needs to be restored. Maybe there's an issue in our family. Maybe we need some kind of restorative healing in our life. Or I don't know what you might need, but God is a God that restores people. He takes us and cleans us up right where we need Him to make us most effective for Him. Amen? That's the kind of God that we serve. In Matthew chapter 11, we talked about this, that it says there, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you what? Rest." And it says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is what? Light." And you know, we could probably quote those verses, but let it sink in that is our God. We serve a God that doesn't heap rules and regulations on us. We don't serve a God that is that way. He says, "I'm easy and light, and come and I'll give you rest, because you're not going to find it anywhere else." Amen. Not in the world in which we live in. Not in some kind of system of works. You won't find that rest. God is a God of rest. Now, if there was ever a people that needed rest, it's today's people. Amen. You know, I get pretty tired. If I'm not careful, I'll wear myself out. But I'm thankful that serving the Lord is a joyous thing, and it's not tiring. Now, serving the Lord is fun and exciting, and He wants to be someone that provides us rest. And lastly, if you look at verses 5 and 6, it says, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over." You know, and I find it interesting here that, you know, as David says here, "Thou preparest a table before me," where? It says in the presence of his enemies. You know, in the midst of a discouraging, bleak, hopeless time in his life, as he ran from his enemies, the Bible says that God blesses him and the Lord works in his life in the midst of that kind of situation. And I believe God does that today. And he hasn't changed. You know, in the situations we're in, a lot of times if you watch the news or you watch TV, it seems pretty bleak out there, and seems like there's no hope, and it's kind of depressing. But if we will look to the Lord, He can bless us in the midst of a situation that seems unblessable. You want a blessing tonight? You know, I need blessings in my life. I need blessings in my family's life. We need that. Now, to be blessed, it's not a factor of my surroundings, but it's based on my walk with God. And I just want to challenge you tonight that God is still in the blessing business. You know, and we're not gonna find it out there. And it's not based on what's going on around us. It's based on my relationship with God. You know, and we need to make sure if we're walking with God, you know, He can bless us, and He wants to do that. Isn't that what, you know, Jabez asked God, that little nugget there in 1 Chronicles? He said, "What? Bless me indeed, O Lord. And what? Enlarge my coast." You know, how many of us need a blessing from God? No, I need that in my life. And I think we do too. Now, and he says in Malachi, it says, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open unto you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. No, that's the God we serve. And I just want to encourage you tonight that God is a God that wants to bless His people, even in the midst of an environment that seems unblessable. And so much so, it says here that He can bless so much that you can't even contain it. No, that's the God that we serve. That's the God we serve. And I just challenge us tonight. You know, things are crazy nowadays, but God hasn't changed. His word hasn't changed, and He still operates by this book, and that hasn't changed either. So don't forget that Christ is our companion still, and that each and every day He's with us, and we're not alone, even though we think we might be sometimes, or we're led to believe that. We are not alone in what's going on, and that the Lord wants to restore you tonight. And maybe you're here tonight, and you've got some dirt on you, or you're just coming in just weary and tired. Lord, maybe you need to come and let Jesus just wash your feet, clean you up, and send you back out restored and rested tonight. So let's pray and just give you, let's see what the Lord does in our hearts tonight. Let's pray. And Lord, thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for the challenge from your word. And I'm so thankful that in Christ that we're not alone and that you're with us every step of the way. Help us to remember that as we go out, that we're empowered through you. You're with us and you're in us. And you give us the power and the ability to go and be successful in this life. And that we'll live like that. Lord, I pray that you would bring restoration in our life. We're thankful for how you've restored us through Christ. But we still get dirty walking in the world. And we come here and with dirt on our feet and feeling weary and worn down. Lord, restore us, renew us, rejuvenate us in the joy of your salvation and having a right mindset and leaving here more strengthened, more determined to live for you in the day in which you live in, where we need that, Lord. I pray if there's someone who doesn't know you tonight, that tonight would be a good night, a great night, to come to a saving knowledge of you. Lord, thank you for this church and for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.